playing it here on the Total Theater Tony Show on uncradio.com. I'm Dave Lefkowitz, and we have yet another phone guest, the theater critic for WMNR 88.1 FM, Fine Arts Public Radio in Connecticut, and she's also on the executive board and nominating committee of the Outer Critics Circle. And of course, we were just talking to the president of the OCC, Simon Saltzman. But with us now on the phone, Rosalind Friedman. Hi, Roz.
Hi, David. It's good to speak with you.
A pleasure as always. Sorry that we're running a little late, but we've been having, surprise, we've been having technical difficulties at this radio station.
But we're here.
What a shock.
But we're here, and it's the Tony season.
Yeah, that's right. And everybody I've been talking to has been kind of over the moon. They've been really excited and happy about this particular Broadway season. Have you as well?
Yes, I think it was filled with surprises and great comedy and a few injuries, of course, in Spider-Man.
Uh-huh.
And all of that stuff going on. But it turned out to be a great season.
Cool. Well, the categories that Roz Friedman will be talking about, the first one is Best Performance by an Actor in a Featured Role in a Play. The nominees are Mackenzie Crook in Jerusalem, Billy Crudup, Arcadia, John Benjamin Hickey in The Normal Heart, Ariane Moayed, I hope I'm probably butchering that, Bengal Tiger at the Baghdad Zoo, and Yul Vasquez in The Mother Effer with the Hat. Roz, your thoughts on the category?
Well, this is a very interesting category, both for the musical and the play. I just want to say that our greatest discussions at the Outer Critics was what is a starring role and what is a featured role.
Hmm.
And that's often a challenge because many celebrities are listed now in their featured role as a starring role. So that's become a very interesting discussion. But meanwhile, in this category, each one of these actors, of course, was wonderful and lent a great deal to the production. I was knocked out by Yul Vasquez in The Mother with the Hat.
Mm-hmm.
I thought he was fantastically funny, and he really lifted the play. The play is a very good play, and unfortunately the title is limiting it somehow, but people have gotten past that, and it sounded, you know, a terrific surprise.
Wow.
This Ariane Moayed, I don't know, I pronounce it Moayed, I may be messing that up too, was wonderfully sensitive as the gardener in this
Bengal Tiger.
Mm-hmm. In the Bengal Tiger. John Benjamin Hickey in The Normal Heart was beautiful. I always love him in anything that I see him in. Billy Crudup, well, there was so much talking in Arcadia. I know a lot of people think it's a wonderful play. I find it a little bit tiresome at times. It's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought that he brought a lot of enthusiasm and energy to his part. And you know that, was it 17 years ago or 18 years ago, he played the younger role in it, the Septimus Hodge role,
right,
in 1995.
Mm-hmm.
And here he is playing Bernard Nightingale. So that's a nice coincidence. And Mackenzie Crook is a very good actor in Jerusalem. I don't think that he was as exciting as some of the other players, but he's a good actor.
Okay. So,
who's going to win? My guess is, my pick would be Yul Vasquez for Ariane Moayed. One of those two. But we never know.
Now, those are who you think will win or whom you would vote for?
Yes. Well, I would vote for Yul. But I will say this, that the OCC and the Drama Desk gave Brian Bedford the award in this category.
Because he should have been featured.
Because I think he is up for Best Actor in the Tony category. Is that true?
Now, I guess I was talking about that with Simon Saltzman just before we went on. And he said Bedford does not belong in the actor in that role.
In this kind of award situation.
Yeah.
It was very interesting.
Now, moving on to actor in a featured role in a musical, we can talk about Coleman Domingo in The Scottsboro Boys, Forrest McClendon also in The Scottsboro Boys, Adam Godley in Anything Goes, John Larroquette in the revival of How to Succeed in Business, and Rory O'Malley in The Book of Mormon. Roz Friedman, your thoughts.
Well, this is a very interesting category, particularly because the Outer Critics Circle could not vote for the Scottsboro Boys because we've already given it an award when it was off-Broadway.
Ah, right.
And when we do that, that precludes any awards when they move to Broadway.
Okay.
We gave the award to Adam Godley in Anything Goes, and he plays that wonderful fellow, and I have his name right here.
The Englishman.
Lord Evelyn Oakley.
Mm-hmm.
And he was just marvelous, this tall, spindly guy with jug ears. And when he came up to accept his award, he had said he had never won anything before.
Oh.
He's perfectly charming, as he is on stage. The Drama Desk gave the award to John Larroquette in How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying. I thought he was the biggest surprise of the season. I had no idea he could sing and dance and be so personable on stage.
Yeah,
so I really loved his performance. But I'm going to tell you that emotionally, I'm very involved with the nomination of Forrest McClendon from the Scottsboro Boys. Forrest McClendon comes from Norwalk, Connecticut. And as you know, I'm a Connecticut critic.
Okay.
And my audience, anyone who's listening on the radio. He grew up in the projects there, studied in the public school system, was taught by a Mr. Sisto, a music teacher in the high school in Norwalk, and he was also taught by a woman I know quite well, Betty Jones, a former opera singer who now, still at 75, is still performing and teacher.
Wow.
And Forrest is now a professor at Temple University.
Oh, my gosh.
So I think he has a marvelous story. And it would be so wonderful if he could win this award, which I could not vote for the Outer Critics. So that's an interesting side. I think all the performers, of course, are wonderful. Every one of them.
Wow.
That's category.
So,
and that's always the problem.
Of course, yeah. You're lucky to have a problem like that when it's like, well, it's not fair. They all should be tied for best, you know. Can I ask Roz Friedman, before I let you go, your thoughts on the best and the worst of the 2010-11 Broadway and off-Broadway season in general?
I can't quite understand you, David.
Sorry.
Could you repeat that again, please?
Your overall thoughts on some of the best and worst of the season as a whole.
Oh, yes. Well, I thought that I saw Spider-Man. It's in an original. It's in an original form, and it was kind of all over the place. And I understand that it is. And I think the injuries and everything else were very unfortunate. I don't think that does well for the theater altogether.
Mm-hmm.
That's sort of the worst. And the treatment of Julie Taymor in all of this was quite sad.
Hmm.
But I'm going to see it this Thursday, and I hear that it's much improved. So, and no one is falling down or crashing. So we hope for the best on that.
Well,
as
cool.
far as the what I think was most interesting for me about the season is I really don't care for the use of expletives in a heavy way in plays and musicals. And yet I found myself in the Book of Mormon roaring with laughter. It's one of the most delightful, ironic pieces I have ever seen.
Wow. Wow.
And I felt the same way about The Mother with the Hat as far as a serious play. And taken in the context that it was given, I thought Bobby Cannavale did a phenomenal job. The whole cast was excellent, but I thought Bobby was quite wonderful. Most of the things that I saw, I thought War Horse was a wonderful production, very stirring, and certainly given a beautiful production by the Lincoln Center crowd.
Well, Roz, we have to go, but I want to thank you so much. And people can hear you on WMNR-FM in Connecticut, 88.1?
Yes.
Great.
And all my reviews are published there on WMNR.org.
WMNR.org. So thank you, Roz.
Thank you, too, and let's watch the Tony tomorrow. It'll be fascinating.
You got it.